we'll get started then with, we're going to do the self-promoting shit first, just to kind of get it out of the way. The live stream thing with the Pokemans actually went okay from what I can tell. I wasn't there for Sunday, or I don't think Saturday either, because packing to drive 900 miles is not fun at all. But apparently, Stavis, how far did you get in the game? Including
I streamed a little Saturday. I beat Misty. I did all that, but then I stopped streaming because everyone else started streaming and on the site started streaming, and I just decided not to.
Yeah, everyone copied us.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you know, technically, I had a channel, but I never started it with you guys. And then Pyong started making it huge, and then the idea went to that. So we kind of technically, according to as far as Madassi is concerned, we technically copied off Pyong. But
yeah, right. Sure.
Don't admit that. I don't know. I just feel like giving him a little bit of credit for that. But yes, I mean. The thing is, like, it was bullshit, because I discovered through that stream that apparently the yellow version's Brock gym is completely nerfed by a solid 4 levels. So he had gotten halfway into Mount Moon by the time I had even considered going near Brock.
I was still beating him without the nerf.
Are you kidding me? No. Inferno, wait, well, do you know about the nerf?
Actually, I don't remember, but I remember that I beat Brock on Fire Red by just using Metal Claw, because it's super effective.
Oh, yeah, the fucking Metal Claw.
It's like the most useless attack, except for in that one gym.
Yeah, well, in our day, we were doing original Red and apparently Yellow Stavis, but...
Actually, on Red version, I just leveled up Charmander until you could use Ember, like, at a higher level and just unknown Ownernate, pretty much.
Yeah, I think I got, like, all the Pokemon that I had up to, like, level 12, and then that's when I ended up not streaming at that point. And Stavis got to Misty. Stavis got to, like, got near Misty when I was done. That's how bullshit it was.
Yeah, I was a little too lazy to level up my Pokemon, considering I had a Butterfree and a Pikachu. I mean, hey, why not go for it?
Ah, you guys get bad Pokemon.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of in the original games. Like the choice of Pokemon you have is really shitty. Like I think,
no.
Well, the only fun you have is naming it.
You know what I do is I always, this is the Pokemon set I have on Fire Red. It's I got my Charizard, and then I got, so right after that I got Magikarp, which I evolved into Gyarados. Then I got I turned my Pikachu into Raichu. And then I got a Haunter, and I evolved into Gengar. And now I have Articuno, and I just got Kabutops.
Oh, really?
Like, I got all those really rare and hard-to-find Pokemon, and they're all ridiculously overpowered.
Yay, OP, but... Yeah, so, I mean...
I used to play a shitload of it. I didn't even realize that there was a difference between yellow and red in terms of Brock. I never fucking noticed. Hey, I just always steamrolled straight through everyone.
Well, it's because you have Pikachu, and Pikachu isn't very good against Brock, so they nerfed it.
Yeah.
But four levels? Holy crap. It's like, the thing is, like, all the other Pokemon are still there anyway, and even, like, Charmander you don't use. For those who don't know, he has two Pokemon, I don't remember their names, it's 12 and 16 in Red and Blue.
It's Geodude and Onix.
Yes, it's 12 and 16. Apparently, in the yellow version, I think it was Cobrain that mentioned it, or somebody, that people just, like, complained about it, so they made both Geodude and Onix 12. So...
It was 14 in the original game.
Was it? I thought it was 16.
Yeah, I'm looking up an image, and it's 14.
Oh, well, still.
So, it's two levels. I would have beaten them even more.
No,
than
whatever.
Your hypothetical situation. Come on.
Nah, whatever. But,
I think
they kind of
gave him a buff. If I remember right, Confusion in the original games was super effective. Maybe I'm wrong. But it wasn't in yellow.
Yeah. I forget. But, I mean, I think we're going to do Pokemon Stadium next time. And then it looks like people are going from other three after that. So, I think, like, the thing is that our Pokemon are only, like, what was the highest level that you had before you stopped?
Highest level I had, I believe, was 17 or 18.
You know what I think we should do?
That'd be boring.
I think we need to do Oblivion.
No, I'm not streaming Oblivion. Not just because I don't own the game, but because...
I can do it from my computer when I get my new one.
Well, yeah, you could, but...
Unfortunately, I probably won't send anyone.
But are you playing the game right now? Because I can hear it. Well, yeah.
No,
so,
I don't have the Pikmin game. Shut up.
Yeah, so I mean, I think since the levels are so low and it'd be really boring, I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna go through the gyms in the Elite Four in Pokemon Stadium, and we're gonna do it with the rented Pokemon, so we don't have to use like level 20 pieces of shit. So using the rented Pokemon, nobody used it when they originally played the games. I think it would add kind of a challenge to it without just kind of spouting out hundreds through save files and shit like that.
Yeah, in my honest opinion, actually, the truth of the universe, I'm far too lazy to get the Game Boy saves working on the N64 emulator. I'm not.
Yeah, did you ever get the plugin working? Because I never did when I actually tried it. Okay. Just check.
It failed horribly.
Oh yeah. So yeah, we're just gonna use the random Pokemon, go through the gyms. We'll announce a date and time whenever. I have a jury to play for in like a month, so it may be sooner than later or much, much, much later after I failed it. But
yeah, I hear juries are hard, don't you? Isn't it you have to do every single scale you know, and if you get one note wrong, you fail?
If you want to go into my life story, here's how a jury works. Since this is a freshman jury, you play a accompanied solo with the piano for it's between 5 to 10 minutes, and then they ask you to play all 12 major scales, 2 octaves, arpeggiations included. I think you have room to fuck up, but not enough to where if it's unenjoyable, then that's when you fail. It's kind of scary because I suck and I'm only here for the audio, but they make me play an instrument anyway, so I kind of have to get my shit together for that in the next month or so.
Guess what? I just pulled up my Pokemon on my red version that I finished with all 151 Pokemon. Guess what I got?
You have a Mew? Did you find it under the truck? Did you find a Mew under the truck?
No, I traded for him.
Oh.
You know the duplicate fucking thing that you could do?
Oh yeah, the duplicate thing.
Pull the cables out? Oh yeah. Well, I got Mew, level 100, Dragonite, level 100, Aerodactyl, level 100, Kabutops, level 100, Mewtwo, level 100, and Gyarados, level 100. So yeah.
My first run of that game.
I've never played the game. And I don't think I used a rare candy for any of them.
Yeah, I didn't, because rare candy like nerfs actually makes the stats a lot worse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking game.
The fucking dupe glitch ruined my first Charizard though. It was for fucking like we were trying to dupe the Charizard and it ended up getting lost to like a fucking like Viridian Forest Pikachu or something. It made me feel terrible.
My Kabutops has got 276 health, and his standard attack does 276 damage.
Wait, how do you farm all the way to 100? I don't.
It's actually pretty easy in the Pokemon games. It's not quite as hard because like the experience system made it wasn't. It was more fixed than it was like.
Do you do it on a link cable and just have them fight level 100s?
No, because the link cable fights don't count.
You could always use like EXP all and just go to the final cave where you get Mewtwo and level up a whole party at once.
Yeah,
but I mean, how many battles does it take?
It takes a long fucking time. Hey, guess how much?
Not as long as WoW.
Does 349 attack. And my Mewtwo does 369. Fucking
dude. Oh, to remember what any of those stats mean. But, yeah, so expect some date or time about that, and hopefully that will take significantly less time than the Pokemon obviously would have. So Hopefully, like, I actually did it in one run once, so I think it's possible to do that in a single stream, so that's a bit more realistic. So,
yeah.
Expect that. So enough about whoring ourselves, particularly me and my horrible, frightening college career. This is the kind of the big elephant in the room, so let's go and yell off about it. The TF2 update, which was about all the community people, like, they added a part of their site where you could submit models and weapons and hats, and I think it was Wednesday or Thursday that they added an update that added one hat for every class and then three weapons. I fucking want that brain slug.
Wait, what? They added three new weapons at once?
Yeah, they added a, They added one weapon that's for both the soldier and demo man, apparently, called the pain train. It's basically a nail on wood, and it adds +1 to the capture speed for capture points, and it reduces 10% of your bullet something. Resistance, which doesn't really matter because
you get 10% more damage done against miniguns, shotguns, pistols, that sort of shit. Sentries, I assume, as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the thing is, though, like, how much does that matter if you have, say, the pain train and the charge and targe? You're basically invincible, and you get to have that capture point faster. So what the hell?
Yeah, I haven't played TF2 since ever.
But you only end up with one real weapon, though. The pain train really doesn't compare to the bottle and the sword in terms of fucking damage and, you know, reach. Because that fucking sword, man, Jesus Christ, he can hit you from 15 meters away.
Sword demo. Dude, I still think it's so funny that, like, it's such an overpowered weapon that there's actually such a thing, like, commonly referred to as the fucking sword demo. There's something completely wrong with that.
I would I reckon it's brilliant because fuck the sticky demos, man. The sticky demos are the bane of my existence. I'd rather a sword demo any day of the week. I get my head cut off, that's cool. But if I get sniped with the sticky bomb from 400 meters away, that is not cool. Especially when it's a crit, because you can see it coming, and no matter where you go, or how you run, or what you hide behind, it's never far enough.
Yeah.
You can never fuck get away from you. You see a crit sticky going, you're just like, oh, son of a fucking bitch.
Yeah, the other weapon they added, it's not really a weapon, they actually added a chocolate bar for the heavy, which, on the funnier side, the chocolate bar, not only is it really detailed, but it actually has funny references within itself, like the little, like, you know how, like, most chocolate bars have, like, their logo in each little square? It actually has, like, a little TF2 logo in every square, and I just thought that was an interesting thing they put in.
Is it modeled in, or is it just a texture?
It's modeled and textured, like, full. It's like a full new weapon entirely, and it adds 50 max health to the heavy.
Well, I mean, like,
so,
how detailed is the... Is, like, the chocolate bar, are the logos modeled in, like, embedded, or is it just...
It's, like, well, it's modeled... I don't know what you're asking, because if you were just based on what you're asking, I would just say it has its own model, it has its own texture, it even has a bite mark, and you eat it.
I mean, like when you say, like, each TF2 logo is on the squares, like, is it, like...
Is it in the model, is it just a texture?
Yeah.
It's just a texture, because how many polys would that take?
That's what I was asking. I was like, it was like, it's all, like, all embedded in there. I was like, did they really model that out? Frame rate drops 10 points.
Yeah. It adds 50 health, max health, so when you eat it, you get 350 health instead of just 300. It doesn't apply to the overcharge. That's the important thing. It does not add to the overcharge.
Yeah. You can't get an extra buff. Like, you can't get your 420 plus 50. It just stays at 420.
Yeah. So, I actually tested that because I thought, oh, shit, that's so overpowered. No, it actually kind of makes sense. And then the last one is arguably kind of useless. It's the homewrecker, which is the pyro has a sledgehammer. It does 100% bonus damage to buildings, but it does 25% less to players. Doesn't a flamethrower do well enough against buildings?
Pyro generally doesn't do good against buildings, period. I mean,
Really?
You have to
like,
get
I
close got, to
when
it.
I was, I've finally been playing the NG a lot, and I feel like if it's not a sticky, like Bod said, that fucking destroys my sentries, it's friggin' pyros spamming their fire, and for some reason, fire makes sentries explode.
No, it's you can repair them nearly as fast as they take them down. It's a bit like sappers, basically, when it comes to pyro fire, unless they're fucking standing on top of it. What's probably owning you so much as an Engie is that they strafe. If they just stand there and blow up, then chances are they're gonna get fucking raped. But if they're strafing and they strafe around you and dispensers and that sort of stuff, they'll smash them. But I don't know, I think it's... I don't know about the Homewrecker. I don't think it'll do all that much, to be honest. I think people are just going to stick with the Axe Extinguisher. Because, yep. My God, that's a fucking awesome weapon. Makes me so moist. I love it.
Yeah, I kept the Axe Extinguisher.
Blast Axe Extinguisher every time. You can juggle heavies with it. You puff them, air blast them up into the wall, then fucking smash them underneath them with the Axe Extinguisher, and then get them again before they hit the ground. Feels so good, too.
So yeah, I mean, yeah. So I mean, like, I have the Chocolate Bar and the Homewrecker, and I definitely picked the Extinguisher over it. I don't have the Pain Train yet, but I actually, this is how bad it is. As we are recording this podcast, I am idling.
I need to start doing that. I haven't idled in ages, but I need to get my. I want more hats. I still want the fucking Scatbonk hat. None of this bald sniper shit. Don't want it, Valve. I hate you.
Why don't Wait, I? You want the what?
The only hat that ever dropped for me was the fucking bald scout. That's so
Rage
terrible.
Rage hat. Raging over hats.
Yeah. Raging over hats, because hats are much more important than gameplay.
Of course.
Yeah. Fuck like, yeah. Like
getting my red tiger camo is so much more important than knowing how to use any of the guns.
Yeah, dude, the Master's Yellow Belt, which is the only hat I want other than the Brain Sucker, will definitely make me better at sniping.
Yeah, totally. I mean, seriously. It's just like so important. It is so important.
It is, man. Jeez.
Yeah. I think we
agree
on
that.
You mad,
Inferno? Are you just mad?
I know. I have one hat. That's the Cheater's Lament.
You mad.
You're one of them.
One of
yeah,
them.
I'm one of those guys who just, I got,
don't speak to them.
You know why I got it? Because I don't play TF2. So
hey, have you got an idling program, Flippit, or are you?
I used the idling program once, and I didn't get Jack, and of course, you know, they still fucking destroyed my backpack anyway. I'm not really sure what that was about, but I just use TF2 now, obviously, but.
Oh, I was, I joined this server recently, and it was a server where you could type in a command, and it would give you the achievements.
That's
all
nice.
Of the achievements.
Nice.
You know, there was actually one time I went to one of those achievement farm servers to get pyro items. Then I realized I don't like
pyro. The achievement farming servers are fucking hilarious, dude, because nobody's working together.
Well, it was one of those ones where it had bots, like tons of bots.
Oh, I don't know, but yeah. So still no NG update, but if you looked at one of their blog posts about just one of the items fucking the entire game up, I'm giving them time on that.
Yeah, it's just I don't think the NG needs an update because the NG's already annoying.
I like the NG. It's just that like, how the fuck are you supposed to change a class like his?
You probably it's the class that you design the game around, pretty much.
Yeah, so,
but
I mean, just give it time. But anyway, so yeah, the TF2 update's actually kind of fun. Engineer update will be fucking forever because it's impossible to balance.
Hey, you know what they do? They just give it just like nerf all the items.
Yeah, they
just nerf. Just nerf it. Just nerf the class. Maybe I'll start playing TF2 again.
TF2 is not a bad game. Like, it's not. Like, even with all the updates that, like, people accuse it of diluting the classes. I mean, if it's not like. It's not like.
As long as
I know you love Modern Warfare 2 to death, but one thing I hated about the game when I tried it is that you're so limited to a certain amount of things that you're. you wonder why the concept of giving you weapons for playing more is fucked up. It's like StarCraft having like advanced classes for people who've played longer. After 11 years, that's fucking impossible.
Hold on a second. You know, TF2, you had to play more to get more items, right?
Yeah, but at least the items aren't obviously like better. I mean, they're different, but they aren't. It doesn't automatically make you better. It's like the Huntsman.
Although, yes, I've been kind of annoyed at Modern Warfare 2. I just haven't played it very much because I'm sick of people making cheap classes. But the starting weapons for that game are not bad in any way. The you start out with the SCAR, which is the most powerful gun in the game if you do it right. Yeah. And then you also start out with the MP5K, which I love to death. You also get the UMP45, and the UMP45 is the most powerful SMG in the game. You can also start with the Intervention and the Beret, which are both good, but I don't like them too much. And you start out with that one shotgun that's an instant kill no matter where you hit them.
Oh, 1887?
No, you start out with the Spaz 12, which has better range and more damage than the 1887.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen a whole spew of jokes about the Duel 1887.
Oh, it's a meme now. It's just so bad that it's a meme. Because I mean, yeah. First of all, it's like it doesn't even the game is trying to be realistic, and they just throw in akimbo lever action shotguns. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yes. So, but enough about games that I shouldn't be playing.
I've been playing
on the games that everyone else should be playing, including Ifafadafi, if you're listening to this. Left 4 Dead 2. Nothing's out yet, but they this is something I actually discovered today. Left 4 Dead 2, the DLC that's involving the Left 4 Dead 1 survivors, there's only actually going to be 3 of them. We don't know which 3 it's going to be, or if it's even limited to a certain 3. But what they're going to do... Aaron, if you're listening to this, ha, I told you so. But basically, they're going to have the passing in Left 4 Dead 2 that has the 3 members. And then they're going to explain why it's only 3 in Left 4 Dead 1. They're going to add DLC to Left 4 Dead 1 by having another campaign that not only explains how they get to the Left 4 Dead 2 area, but it also kills off, apparently, or quote-unquote gets, or I guess just gets rid of, one of the 4 members. Who it is, we don't know, but they're
better not be
making
Lewis.
That big.
Better not be fucking Zoe.
It's gonna be Bill.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Bill. He's gonna be a badass and be like, "You go on without me. I'm going to kick ass and destroy a tank with my bare hands, and then come back to the end of the passing like unharmed."
Just imagine if it was Francis.
It's gonna be probably gonna be Francis.
No, they're not gonna kill Zoe, and they're not gonna kill Francis. That's like obligatory.
What they're gonna do is they're gonna have Francis do a change of heart, like, you know, cliche bad movie B movie kind of thing. He's gonna have a change of heart, and he's gonna save everyone.
I hate cliches.
I mean, that's like an obvious, you know, plot twist. Francis doing something good. I hate doing good things.
I hate different.
That's the advertisement.
That advertisement was awesome, and everybody knows it.
I love that.
But first of all, again, I'm gonna bash Arrowin endlessly, and I don't care if I'm doing this on a podcast. But yeah, they're so connecting Left 4 Dead 1 and 2 together. I told you so. And we have the episodes to prove it. And I'm actually kind of excited because, I never actually deleted Left 4 Dead 1 because I kind of like going back to it every now and then, if only to vocalize Crab and Peels. But, I mean, to have DLC for it again, it's an interesting idea to have them as separate games, even though it's 1 and 2. I'm not really sure why technically it's supposed to be a sequel, but it's not because they're updating both of them at the same time. What's up with that?
It's because Left 4 Dead 1's a better game.
Bullshit.
I don't have it bought Left 4 Dead 2 because I'm not going to spend that money. But yeah, me and my friends still play Left 4 Dead 1. It's a great game. It just, you can't play the campaigns too many times or else it gets boring. Yeah. No Mercy is always awesome though. And Impossible.
What about the campaign I Hate Mountains? Is that finished or... or is that just like a beta release?
What?
What are we talking about?
The Left 4 Dead, the Left 4 Dead 1 campaign, there was a bunch of them, like the one in the mall based on some movie, apparently.
Oh, you're talking about unofficial ones.
Unofficial, yeah. Like, the one that was most prominent when I was still looking at Left 4 Dead 1 mods was I Hate Mountains. I hate mountains.
And trains, and doctors.
And doctors, and lawyers.
Stairs.
I hate Iron Man.
I hate Bill. And
I
so
stairs are a
things.
Good form of exercise. I hate stairs.
G Mind Idiot Box, right?
Yeah.
Alright then, let's do it.
I hate Lewis.
I hate Lewis. The one thing I hate about that series is that, like, the audio, like, not like, maybe not the audio. The audio is okay, but it's just that the splicing of dialogue he does is not very good.
Actually, did you see the new one? Episode 8 of Idiot Box. It finally came out. I finally watched it.
Yeah,
it was the bomb.
the attack of the.
I was just sitting there laughing the entire time that happened.
The copy paper, copy paper. Oh, spoilers, by the way.
Oh my god, I was. He does the best. What if X character got X item?
Yeah,
Dr. House.
I need more
Vicodin.
Pills.
I need my Vicodin.
But yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'm kind of excited to see how they link the two together, not just in the sequel, but they're actually putting in the first one, which, you know, is incentive to buy both games, which some might call that marketing, but I think it's worth playing both if you're gonna buy one of them.
I'm excited to see new DLC for Left 4 Dead, and it better be free or I'll get pissed.
Why would it not be free?
Well, after all the crap the gaming industry has been pulling lately, I'm not be surprised to see Valve do something wrong.
Valve is not going to do anything wrong.
I hope they're. I don't think they are, but come on, you would. Who would have thought that they would make a DRM that requires you? Like, who would have thought that even someone could come up with an idea that dumb for Assassin's Creed 2?
Well, first of all, that's Ubisoft. They're French. They're pederp. Second, and this is something that's not on the notes, but I'm putting it in anyway, just for that argument, is that Valve, if you actually look at, they're denying, Ubisoft is denying it, Steam hasn't really commented, they've actually mentioned a rumor, there's actually a rumor going about that, right now, officially, Assassin's Creed 2 and Silent Hunter 5 are not available in the UK on Steam, like, it's not even listed, and so it's rumored that Valve is just dropping it because of the shit DRM pissing people off.
I don't think that'd happen. I think it's probably a glitch because they've had the DRM shit. If they were going to drop it off Steam for that reason, they'd drop it off everything. I don't think
yeah.
just limit it to Europe. Unless there's nothing going through the courts in Europe which prevents that sort of shit. But if not, then who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, I don't know. I just thought that was interesting that... Even if it's a glitch, how funny is it that those two games, of all of them, specifically, are the ones that got dropped? That's the funniest shit.
Yeah, so, I really hate what they're doing lately. I mean...
it led EA to copy it. It's one step forward, two steps back.
They're just looking for reasons to end PC gaming.
Ugh.
Yeah, I actually think Inferno's right. I think that is specifically what they're doing. They're ending PC gaming because they think if there's a single pirate, it's not worth it.
Okay,
it's
I'm gonna
not
go ahead
worth
say this right now.
And
look, just pirated a Xbox game.
Yeah, ooh. Pirating an Xbox game. Pirating Xbox games a hell of a lot easier? Like after you've modded your Xbox,
yeah. Dude. Yeah, once you firmware mod it, you can. If you JTAG it or firmware mod it, you can get anything. I'm gonna get ODST and I'm gonna get Crackdown probably.
Coincidentally, it is much easier to pirate a game for a console, except for the PS3, than it is to pirate a game for the PC.
Yeah,
that's not totally true. I mean, there are some games. Well, depending on how people have to crack PC games. Once it's been cracked, it's not as hard. But if you think about it, a lot more work goes into cracking a PC game than an Xbox game.
Yeah, there's no cracking for Xbox games at all.
In a PC game, usually you can't play online. if you pirate it. But a 360 game, yeah, you can.
Actually,
a Wii game, yeah, you can.
It depends on what drive you have. Some drives, they don't have the stealth support so that you can't, you know, fake the... So you can't make it look like you have a non-modded Xbox. I think mine is probably going to... I can't probably get online with mine because I'm an old Samsung drive. But the new light-on drives, you can play online with pirate games.
Ugh, but yeah, so it's shit like... I mean, Gabe, even people that interview, as old as it is going around everywhere because of this. It's just that, I mean, we have computers that are, you know, high end. Like Inferno just bought his, like, even though he hasn't been paying for games forever. I'm just gonna say now.
Actually, I do buy.
He pays for games, but not at the frequency that his libraries would suggest.
I bought Oblivion before. Don't even start.
Okay, but anyway, it's like if people are willing to spend like $1,000-$2,000 on hardware, they're gonna you can fork out $50 for a game. We just expect to be able to fucking play it.
Yeah, I would. I mean, any of the next Bethesda games, any of the next really good Valve games, Portable 2 specifically. I mean, I'm gonna buy those. I'm not gonna go out and buy a game I've already bought on the Xbox, but I'm generally gonna buy the PC title.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, when I picked a console that I would bring with me to college, I picked a Wii under the expectation that I would have PC games just fine. And then there's shit like this.
Hey, just continue playing your Valve games. They'll be fine, hopefully.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm alluding to. The only PC game, as of right now, is the only one that isn't fucked up by some sort of DRM is Portal 2. Wonderful.
And, there's still old games. You can still play Call of Duty 4 without any problems. It's a great game.
Right. And, you know, I mean, like, it's... Like, I'm talking new games here. Like, I had, like, Assassin's Creed 2, Splinter Cell, and then...
StarCraft 2 is looking good so far. Nothing's been horribly announced for it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. The Activision, lack of plan is a pretty big fucking thing, considering...
Yeah, that's gonna be cracked.
StarCraft.
Okay,
the audience for StarCraft 2 is so big, it's gonna get cracked in like a day for LAN play.
Yep.
I think they're already working on it, because I've got the beta going, actually.
Yeah, it's the beta.
Can I do a review on StarCraft 2? Because it is fucking pretty cool, eh?
My friend has it, and he cracked it for AI, and he's been playing it like nonstop. I've watched him, it looks great.
Yeah, so I mean, so it's like, until they've announced Portal 2, I seriously had Wii games as my only list of shit to play because DRM. I had, like, I'm not going to stop referring to this, like, because I was willing to spend $90 of money they could have had just so I could have a vinyl copy of the soundtrack. I was willing to fork out money for stupid limited edition shit for the first time ever, and then they fucked it up with DRM. That's like... You lost $90 from me, and probably many hundreds or thousands of other instances just like mine.
They need some... This is one of the reasons why I wish I could actually tell them what to do. Because if they would cheapen up PC gaming a little bit more, because we already spend a lot on our hardware, if they would cheapen up the prices for the games, you know, like instead of 50, make it 40, and if they would... you know, just allow modding, allow everything in there that they need to allow, then PC gaming would pick up a lot more.
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily agree with that 40 tag, but I do agree that the editing kit needs to be in games now. The funny thing is that, like, if you look at the history of Valve, for example, the only reason they exist right now is because modders made the game extremely famous.
Oh, yes.
Half-Life 1.
Source mods are huge, and that's one of the reasons why Unreal is around, because Unreal mods are huge.
Yeah, I think I've played UT3 mods more than I've played UT3.
Same.
When I think about it.
Have you played The Haunted?
I think I looked at it. I don't think I actually played it.
It's so
Dane
much
was
fun.
Working on the Haunted, I think. Well, maybe he wasn't. Maybe it's... Yeah. Is that the zombie one?
Yeah, the zombie mod. Yeah. The third-person zombie mod.
Yeah, I think Dane was working on that.
Yeah, my friends played that on LAN back in beta. It was so much fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think... Well, I mean, like, there's some games that obviously, like, how the fuck you're going to do, like Assassin's Creed 2 or games that are really proprietary. But, I mean, games that have a lot more potential for mods, I think, are much more appropriate.
Yeah, and I mean, Modern Warfare 2 had a lot of potential for mods, especially a pro mod that would fix the horrible cheap classes. But, you know, they screwed that up. Just, you know, let's not release the editor for no apparent reason.
Yay.
well, so they can do paid DLC.
Oh, well,
that's
yeah.
Gonna be-
That's
yeah.
Actually, well,
yeah.
That's
okay.
Later.
I want you guys to listen to this. Paid DLC on the PC.
Yeah. It's later in our notes, but let's bring it up now. So yeah, as you just mentioned, Modern Warfare 2, they're doing 5 maps and it's 1,200 Microsoft points. So what is that? It's $15, right, for 5 maps?
They cannot charge. If they try to charge on the PC version, that will be interesting, because I remember Call of Duty 4 on PC had free map packs. And if they try to make people pay for them, oh my god.
Well they covered their like, ass it's still... with Call of Duty 4 by saying Nvidia was the one who made it free, and apparently they implied they would have charged if it wasn't for Nvidia. So they're covering their ass saying like, oh, I'll blame Nvidia or something like that.
I'm not going to buy the map pack regardless. I don't play the game anymore because of noobs, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I was with you, Inferno, that it's that, you know, making PC gamers buy the map pack would sell like shit. And then I realized that's exactly what everyone said when Modern Warfare 2, the original game, was out.
Yeah.
So now I don't believe you anymore.
Well, here's the thing. I played it and I realized it was a good game, even though I was still mad at him.
Yeah. So I don't trust Activision, and I don't trust the people who keep buying their shit.
It really is that. I mean, I want to play, you know, the good old maps. Although they had 10, there were 10 new maps, and they're only releasing 5 now. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Wait. Hold on. So this is actually a part of those 10 maps that they didn't put in the final version, even though it's on the disc.
No. There's I saw a leak of 10 maps, like 10 new maps being listed, and. Like, it was literally showing the menu of them loading each of the new maps, and I think 7 or 8 of them were ports, and they were all ports of the best Call of Duty maps, and then 3 of them were brand new. So either they're skimping out, or they're gonna make 2 map packs, and they're gonna try and make people pay for it twice.
Oh yeah, isn't that darling?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't Bobby Kotick, he would do it.
Yep.
I don't get this. What happened to Activision? It didn't used to do this stuff, did it?
It kind of has been since for a really long time. Tony Hawk series, yeah, which I've referred to before. But
I think everyone's just been busy hating EA. Now the ball's sort of swung the other way. It's time.
Yeah.
Well, Activision. Now that EA's jumping on some of this stuff.
EA is the one that's been going. Yep, we're completely full of shit, and there ain't a thing you can do about it. And Activision is the guy who's just like that. When he tries to hide his bullshit.
Yeah. Although EA
Activision
hasn't
been is Dole. EA is Clinton. For anyone who was around for that election. Oh, come on! Nobody gets that joke.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. 90s politics. We all understand it. We all do. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
No.
You, okay.
No, we don't.
basically, one guy was trying to hide his bullshit, and one was actually honest about him being completely full of shit. And even though he was full of shit, people went, "Well, at least he's honest. At least he's honest about being completely full of shit." And I may as well cite George Carlin for that particular wording right here. Anyway, so it's kind of bullshit that the pack is $3 a map. It's even worse if they charge PC gamers for it. But as we all know, it's gonna outsell the game itself in a matter of minutes.
Because it's like
addicts. Like that's the only way I can describe it. It's like they're fucking addicts. They want to say no.
Console gamers don't know any better.
Console gamers, well, PC gamers, I'm starting to lose trust in too. Because you know what? I have two examples. One, Assassin's Creed 2 sold well anyway.
Ugh.
And two, Assassin's Creed 2 sold well anyway.
Well, here's the thing. Assassin's Creed 2 sold really well, and then everyone posted and complained about it, and then they deleted all the posts and didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
So I can't really. It's as much as I hate the companies for doing this kind of stuff, it's really really hard not to just say wow. It's like, you know, it's a bad idea, but you know people are gonna buy it anyway. So why fucking fix it?
Yeah, I'm gonna go on the.
You could argue don't even start it, but doesn't seem like they care, and it's not like they're losing sales because of it.
And I should
do not enough to impact it.
I wish go ahead and get Pyong to help me pirate Assassin's Creed 2 and then post on their forum about it.
People did that actually, and they're actually deleting the piracy posts, but.
Well, they deleted the actual like legitimate user posts too, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So. Yep, the new DRM thread, which they definitely can't delete because it's worded properly, so they can't fuck around with it. It's actually gone. It's actually at 56 pages now.
Yeah, actually, I saw that. I was like, wow, 56 pages worth of complaints about the game not working properly. Good
and
job.
They still haven't done it. They haven't even made a rebuttal. They haven't said a word about it. Either they're just ignoring it. Or they're ignorant enough to the point where not only did they make the system thinking it'd be good, but they don't even know that it doesn't work. Like they're just in their own little world, plugging their ears, singing "I'm 16, going on 17" or something.
Bot, why are you breathing into your mic?
Because you're hot and sexy.
I know I am.
The voice sort of going on, it's like, "Hey Davis, where you been all my life?"
Oh, we're debating whether I should keep that in the podcast. let's give it a shot. Yeah, so that's my take on it. Companies are shit, but so are the people who buy their stuff anyway.
Hey. I think the people that buy it are a lot worse.
Go play,
especially if they know it. If they know that there's a problem with that, why would you support that sort of shit? Because they don't only sell away the future of, you know, the next generation of gamers, but oh well, they don't just sell their own future away, they sell everyone else's away at the same time.
Yeah, here's your solution.
You'll see me on the forums when it comes to this sort of stuff. I liken it to work rights and all that sort of stuff, but it's still the same shit, is that people that support these sorts of moves fuck it up for the people that come after us, and I don't think I've got the authority to fuck it up for the people that come behind me. I try and do what I can to try and keep it as good as I can. Because I know there's going to be a whole other generation of games come and go after I'm gone. So I'm going to try and keep it as in good a state or a better state when I leave. Yeah. I'll do that. I don't
think I've been playing old games like for the past month with my friends. We played Smash Bros, Nox, StarCraft, all sorts of like old games.
Yeah. Nothing. Just on the note of Bod's rant, in before civil rights discussion in the comments.
Wait, what's this?
It's the same, you know. Like you can compare it to those sorts of things because over here, what's going on at the moment is that they brought in a thing called work choices. And what that all was about was it about employees trading with their employers, you know, certain benefits and things for a high percentage wage. Oh, not a high percentage wage, a higher fixed rate. So at the time when they sold those things away, those guys would make, you know, an extra $100 a week. 10 years down the track, that $100 a week has disappeared. It's not a... If you have these sorts of benefits, they carry on and they're never ever affected. But if you have, you know, like $100 a week, won't be worth $100 a week next year. It'll be worth less. And then the year after that, it's worth less. And then eventually those benefits that they traded the good shit away for become meaningless. And the people that come after them are fucked.
Yep.
And so I refuse to support that kind of stuff. Because I know what it does. Because I've had to deal with a lot of bullshit because of the last generation that came before me with workers. And so I look at that, try and carry that over into everything, whether it be music or whatever, because I think it's a good opinion to have, is to leave everything in a better state than what I got it.
Yeah. I think that's a good point.
Because yeah, you will. These things, if you don't protect them, they will be. They won't be there. And it'll be the people that come after us that'll suffer more than we did.
Yeah. But don't forget, you know, the only problem with that mentality is that it doesn't have me first written on it.
Yeah. But it's just a matter of whether you're a got mine, fuck you kind of person or not. And I try to be the absolute opposite of got mine, fuck you, if I can.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys want to talk more about SecureROM or in
no.
DRM?
I'm done with this DRM shit.
What does it even do? What exactly does it do anyway?
SecureROM? I Bod kind of read it, sort of, even though it was kind of shit. But when I did original study on DRM, and when you did data mining, like when you did original data mining of what SecureROM did, the rootkit, it doesn't do anything. It just kind of sends information about your system to some location.
So it's spyware. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically that.
Wow. Nice. Good job.
Yep.
It's spyware that only lets you install a game you own onto your system a few times. God damn, I'm down to just a few times I can install Crysis now.
Wait, there's a limit?
Yes, there's a
install
5
limits? Oh yeah, yeah.
On Crysis.
Why did you buy it then? What is wrong with you?
It was like $8 on Steam for all three of the games.
Don't support them, man.
Don't support it, Stavis.
It's the same as shit ports. Don't support shit ports because
Crysis isn't a port. It was designed for PC.
It was. Just, I mean, like it's. I mean, it's like
DRM is. It falls into the same stuff. Same category. If you still pay for it.
In my defense, there was an error on the Steam page. They weren't displaying SecureROM. I thought this. I had heard the Steam version did not have DRM.
Oh.
In my defense,
yeah, that happened. That happened to me once. Only it was with a retail version of the game, so I could actually return it. But
yeah,
fucking Batman.
Actually, I mean, Crysis isn't a bad game, and it has that MechWarrior mod that's really good.
And if it didn't have DRM, it would be a better game, because I can tell you, SecureROM doesn't do anything except hog down your system. My God. I was running the Crysis. I don't know if I've told this story before, but I've run the Crysis demo at medium to high settings with a smooth frame rate. Just no DRM. The only difference between the demo and the final version is the SecureROM. And I ran Crysis in horrible frame rate at low settings.
Wait, is there a way to remove SecureROM?
Yes,
no.
There is now.
Oh,
after
really?
After they were caught on their. But here's the fun story. I don't know if I've done this on the podcast before, but they had a quote unquote removal tool that made it look like they were removing something, but the program didn't do shit. It literally didn't do a thing. It just displayed messages. And then they were called out on this when it was reverse engineered. So then later they actually released a real removal tool that removes it as, like, it actually removes the app data folder, and I believe it removes it from the registry. I actually use the removal tool myself, and as far as I can tell, SecureROM is off my system.
And you can keep the game on your system, right, when you do this, or?
You can keep the game, but when you run the EXE, it actually, like, it puts those SecureROM files back.
Oh.
So.
Wow, seriously? Yeah. I'm going to have to find a crack for Crysis to get rid of that, because I actually do play Crysis. It's a good game.
Well, yeah. So, there you go. I actually, like, tested it with Batman after feeling like a dick for promoting it all week.
Man, you got right. That's right.
That was humiliating. Like, I remember I remember Bioshock 2, I was ranting about that, and then all of a sudden, oh look, Batman seems to have it installed. Ah, dicks.
How come DRM's getting worse now, though? Because games are finding every single worst piece of DRM, and they're sticking them all on the computer at the same time.
They're trying to kill PC gaming.
Yes, they are.
I don't know. I wish I still had the article. Like, it actually, like, said it in such a funny way. Like, it actually, like, had you, like, jumping through literal hoops to play the game, or else it would uninstall and format your hard drive. You fucking pirate, in, like, all caps. Like, it's some. I think it was, like, some system requirement joke. I don't remember. But I mean, yeah. So I mean, either they really, either they're so set on pirates over their actual customers that they're willing to do this, or it's just fuck it, kill PC gaming and let Valve do it on their own. Which is weird, because you know, like I'm willing to buy games. It's not that big of a deal. I have a Steam library that proves it.
Mm-hmm. I have a pretty good Steam library too.
I wonder how many I've got. I think I've got, just check. I'm gonna fuck that, actually.
I don't
keep
get
buying more games than I can play. It's terrible.
I don't get why these PC developers don't look at the good sale of Valve games and just don't go, what are they doing right and what are we doing wrong? But they don't.
They don't
want to
give the answer. They don't care. Well, I've got 71 games at the moment. And I only play like three. Like I do buy games, and I've actually bought more games than I can play. So yes, people will buy your games. Just don't fuck our computers up in the process, you fucking idiots. And yes, you will see money for it.
And on Scott's point of developers, it's not the developer at all. It's there's something I saw at the GDC award, which is actually our next point. Gabe actually when he was giving his award speech for his Pioneer Award, he had actually bashed DRM, like, at the awards. He was on the podium, and he said, basically, in a nutshell, DRM sucks. And he got, the whole room was in applause. And so I think it's developers know that it's shit. Developers absolutely know that it's shit. It's only that the contracts at the time were written, and they had no idea what the publisher was going to do to their game. That's the conclusion I've made. When it comes to the developer and publisher, it's all the publisher's fault.
It is, because it's those guys that are counting the beans at the end of the day, but not seeing the bigger picture.
It's kind of like, why can't the developers just pull back and just refuse contract to negotiate with them until they do things right?
Contract, it's copyright,
well, contracts. You either don't understand how contracts work, or you seriously think these guys have got a couple million dollars just sitting in their bank account that they can, you know, prepare to pay people, because you're talking about years of development for a lot of games. Are you willing to work for nothing for years and years in the hope that you get something at the end of it? That's where the publishers step in.
Yeah, game development actually is not that good well paying of a job.
It's not.
That's why you go into art instead. But that's actually a, that's actually bullshit. Visual artists don't get paid shit, but audio, since there's only like three of us, it's actually not quite as bad. But but so yeah.
Well, do the game developers, can they not just, I mean, is there just no way they can refuse to?
Not in any form, unless they have a really shittily written contract.
Ah.
Which is, you know, lawyers and shit like that.
They can pull out on technicalities. I mean, who was it that made Fear?
I've never played either one.
whoever made it, they lost the contract to the name, but they developed a spiritual sequel instead. They were eventually bought back by the publisher and were able to name it Fear 2. But Fear 2 was not always Fear 2.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. But, so, enough about raging about DRM. I kind of wanted to go to the award speech for a couple reasons. First of all, Game Developers Conference, apparently was really cool for a number of reasons. First off, we got to laugh at Sony for calling it the PlayStation Move, their Wii ripoff, which is pretty much all it is.
Yeah,
think there's any shame in it. In their defense, I don't think it's shameful to copy off the Wii, but at least admit it and say that you kind of want to go into that idea.
that is an obvious Wiimote ripoff. That is. What is that blue thing on the end?
It's supposed to be it's a light indicator. The tip of the dildo, basically. what it's supposed to do, it's supposed to like be a visual
does
part of whatever game you're playing. I bet it does. I think the ball is the part that goes in your ass.
Come here a minute.
It's not what I liked about GDC itself, but Llama Juice actually has on his YouTube account, he actually went around and kind of videotaped some of the things that are going on. And apparently a huge thing that's going on right now is 3D gaming. I don't have any personal experience with 3D, but apparently, according to Mr. Juice, it's apparently like every demo had it, and it looks like it's going to be like required in a matter of time, which I think is okay.
No, I did a thread in off topic about NVIDIA's 3D not too long ago, just seeing how people have gone with it. Apparently it's pretty cool, but we are going to require a lot heavier hardware to do it, because a way that a lot of it sort of works, from what I can gather, don't hold me to this, is that it'll display with your glasses sync up to your screen, and you need a 120Hz screen, and it'll display one picture from one eye and shut the other one off, and then it'll show you another picture from your other eye that's from a different perspective, and it's the flicking between the two images and your glasses is what gives you that depth, and you know, they can even play with it. Apparently they can give you bigger depth or smaller depth or whatever, but you need, because of how fast it's working and how it's working, you're effectively showing two frames at the same time, so your computers pretty much need to be twice as powerful at this stage. So, like, yeah. We're talking your really big graphics cards, and you know, some pretty good processors and stuff to go along with it to keep everything going.
Well, good news, I own a 120Hz monitor. I'm good.
The 120Hz monitors, actually, they're getting cheap fast, like real fast.
I would highly recommend, even if you aren't looking into 3D gaming, I'd highly recommend this Asus 24-inch monitor. I don't know what it is about Asus, but they've suddenly expanded into everything, and they're doing well in everything.
What's the resolution desktops? Of your 24? What is it? Resolution?
It's 1080p.
Oh, 1080. God damn it, I need it to be 1200.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't like, but...
Is it a 24 and it's only 1080? Who?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I don't
know. So, like, 1920? I wouldn't get one of those. It was 1920 by 1200. That's the way. That's so sexy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's obvious. I'm not sure about the graphics card thing, because I think it can... Most games, if you have, like, a high-end card anyway, or even the ATI 5000 series, probably, it can pump out most games at the 120 frames necessary. It's just getting the 3D glasses and shit like that, really.
Well, that's what you're going to need. I think you do need around about 120 in standard before you can think about going to 3D without, you know, spending a lot of money for glasses when you can't use them. I think, you need to be sitting around 120 or plus frames. But I don't know if it's, you know, 1 to 2 performance, or it might be slightly worse, you know. Might be better off to have 1 to 3. But yeah. Who knows? But it does look pretty cool, though. I'm actually fairly interested. I don't think it's very good for spectating, though. I think that you really do need to have the glasses, and that if you've got one person sitting at the computer playing, that it only really works for him. It's not really good for, you know, multiple sort of perspective. Like, it's not like a cinema where you can have people sitting around all over the shop in the cinema and seeing the movie in 3D. I think it's sort of, you've got to be right in front of it. But that's, yeah. I think that's the only drawback as far as I can see at the moment. That and frame rate. But I'm interested. I'm very interested.
Hold on a minute. What the? Yeah. TF2 just crashed on me. But yeah, I mean, the Llama Juice was really impressed by it, so I'm actually kind of... What?
Come on, don't be kicked for idling. Come on. Oh! It's so hard to get a good idle server for me, because everyone kicks me for the fucking high ping, and there's only like 3 or 4 in Australia.
Oh, yeah, sucks. Yeah.
I need to find like one or two good servers and then just alternate between them.
Which sounds like someone's raging over hats.
Raging over hats, because it's important. I don't know how many times we're going to go over this in the podcast, but... So, yeah,
Miss Davis,
I mean, like...
is now playing Bod, Flip It, Stop Idling. What the fuck?
Hey, Davis. Hey, fuck you.
How did you do that?
He changed one of those program names to say Bod, Flip It, Stop Idling. Just like, remember, do you guys remember when I was playing N64 emulators and I had it playing as I'm now playing Steam? I'm now playing Windows. I think I had Cell, like, or no, it was either Cell or CN, like, actually, like, messaged me saying, "What the fuck are you doing?" So, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like, I think the big thing, the two really big things were motion controls and casual games, which is mostly the PlayStation Move. And the other was 3D, which I think was kind of cool. And I would really like to see it.
What did 3D TVs do, anyway?
Pretty much what Bod described.
Well, I was reading the thread, sorry.
Oh. Yeah, go read the thread.
That was funny. It was a funny thread. Everyone was like, "I had it. No, wait, I don't. Never mind. Hold on. Who has it? No one has it. Where is this?" I was worried that no one.
So the one big thing, other than those things actually happening at the conference, the other huge thing was the award ceremony. And obviously, like, I think Uncharted 2 won, like, everything, and then Penny Arcade was there doing something for some reason. But the one big thing that, probably the only reason people were even watching the award ceremony at all, is that according to the Portal 2, the ASCII files and such, it was really suggesting 311, which was the day of this award ceremony. And Gabe won the Pioneer Award, as everyone guessed. And he had a PowerPoint, right? And he was, going through his award, including the bashing of DRM. And he actually, when he went to discuss the viral advertising of Portal 2, his PowerPoint quote-unquote crashed. And the blue screen that occurred as of it, when that PowerPoint crashed, wasn't really a blue screen, obviously. It was actually, it was basically a crash based on GLaDOS. And it had, like, I don't remember what it was translated to, but it was basically talking about suspend until E3. So I guess the only thing we're going to get about Portal 2 is several months from now. But I think the blue screen itself was actually really funny, because it was like, first of all, when it crashed, he said that's what I get for working at Microsoft. And he also, like, the blue screen had, like, press any key to unleash or release deadly neurotoxin and stuff like that. Yeah, so I mean, it was probably that's the best way you can give an award speech, is by having your PowerPoint crash. Because, like, the first 12 hours, like, after that happened, was basically every news site going, "Fuck, did we get a picture? Fuck, no, we didn't. Did you? No, no, did you?" And then all of a sudden, we get, like, all these fake screenshots until Kotaku finally posted a real one. And it was people were just, like, scrambling, literally, for, like, an entire night, like, trying to get a real photo of it, because nobody saw it coming.
It kind of reminds me of the Zanzibar blue screen. Any of you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. To, like, smash the keyboard randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only thing was it was so low res. Impossible.
Well, TV had it slightly higher res.
Yeah, Halo 2. Remember? Halo 2, the textures are more low res than the Halo 1 textures.
Aw, yeah.
Yeah, that's advancement in technology right there.
Yep, and that's why Metroid Prime still looked better. But anyway, that was random. But yeah, so no Portal 2 stuff until E3. We'll probably mention it anyway, just because of its that OMG, OMG, OMG game of the year. But
yeah, anyway, it's gonna win again for game of the year and everything. It's just,
why would it not get game of the year?
I'm just saying. There's no way you can. It can't. There's no way it can't. That's the point.
Even if it's a rehash, it's still game of the year.
Really?
It's if I may bring some shit out of V, it's game of the year all years, man. But let's get into something that's not so Valve jerky offy. I'm actually, this is a pretty hard veer, but Halo Reach multiplayer beta is coming up soon, May 3rd, I believe, and a multiplayer info got released. It kind of showed screen... I think it really only showed screen caps of the lobbies and stuff, didn't it? Like, it only had, like, pictures of matchmaking and things like that.
There was the multiplayer trailer.
Yeah, there was the trailer, which, I guess, I mean, you know, jetpacks. But
I was about to say something, never mind.
Jetpacks.
Yeah, only thing I have to say is console games.
God, I think they're over doing this next Halo. The only good news is that here in custom games, you can disable all this random jetpacks and all this stuff, and you can make the game simple again.
Yeah. Well, you mean like dedicated server sort of custom?
No.
But
get your ults up too much.
Yeah, there are some things that are... First of all, there are some things that are really funny about it, which we'll get to in a second, but the things I kind of want to get to first, just to make people happy. First of all, I love how they actually did a voting on maps and game types, rather than just hitting veto, hoping the next game is less shitty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I love it.
That is awesome.
Hey, remember, veto construct, or swords on construct, get swords on isolation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even like to me, like, I haven't played Halo in forever, but I actually like following the Halo games for two reasons. One, it kind of makes me laugh to see how complicated they're making the game, like Stava said, and two,
actually
knowing that every game is going to copy it is good for me, because I know that like any other rehash FPS is gonna copy the ability to vote maps and not just veto.
Yeah,
but
like,
they're also gonna copy jetpacks. Nice.
Guess what?
Yep.
Vote to skip. Vote to skip. what was it? Vote to skip. Okay, I can't think of any really bad. Okay, I can't think of any really bad maps in Modern Warfare 2 right now. But yeah,
well, that's what you got.
They all are. They're all bad.
Actually, there's some good
ones.
Oh, vote to skip Wasteland, and then
Wasteland's one of the only good ones.
That's one of the ones I don't like, unless. Well, I mean, I never lose on that map because there's a trick to winning every time.
Wasteland is the remake of the Call of Duty 1 map, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I like the Call of Duty 1 map, so I'm guessing I would like Wasteland.
Anyways, off topic.
So it doesn't suck.
So yeah, and then like they had the vote map, and then they had this was. There's a lot of things options they have that make it a lot better. This is one that. I guess it's the cheap transition into the funny stuff, is that they actually have categories where you can actually pick, like, teamwork or lone wolf. You can do polite and not polite, quiet and rowdy, according to the screenshot. So you can actually, like, try and avoid dumbasses. But I think that's, it's a good idea on paper, but I think it's a load of shit.
You know what's going to happen? Is people are going to troll that. They're going to go.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a troll fest.
It's also going to divide the community later in the community's life. You're gonna go 5 years from now, and you're going to go, which one has more people in it? Which one has more people in it? Which one has more people? Ah, shit. No one's on.
Yeah. They'll probably mix it. But, I mean, the thing is that you just know. I even posted this. You just know there's going to be some 12-year-old faggot who can't shut his fucking mouth, and he's going to think, oh, I have a funny idea. Let's go into the quiet division and just be a dick for a good 4 hours and completely ruin the idea of this categorization system.
Yeah, that's the reason it's never going to work. You know what they need to do is they need to, like, it'll actually move you to the right one depending on how much your mic is being used.
Oh, yeah, you want to record that data?
No. It would just level it, like... It would add a point for every second that the mic is being used, and it would add 2 points if the mic is hitting the max volume limit. And if you reach a certain amount of points in a certain amount of time, then you get moved.
Yeah.
That would be the best thing ever. That
yeah.
would solve a fuckload
hey,
of problems.
Bungie,
here's, hey,
listen to this
here's the
podcast.
Problem. Here's the problem. They're not going to think of that because they're not going to think common sense.
Okay. Yeah, you can always just email them. I don't know. But
we
don't
know
yeah.
they listen to this podcast.
Oh, totally.
They don't.
Because everyone might have...
Not even our own members listen to this thing.
Yeah, I don't even think our community listens to it sometimes.
Hey, the community sucks. Listen to us.
Yeah, actually, we get some people. Most of the cool people do. I didn't know
Ganon.
You know what's weird? Ganon listens to this. He's kind of weird that Ganon listens to this, because he hates everybody.
Ganon actually makes mic spams out of this so we can listen to it while he plays. So he's told me, because he actually, like, I don't think he actually has done it yet, but he actually told me once, like, yeah, I made your last episode a mic spam so we can listen to it.
He's spamming it in TF2, right?
No, he plays Left 4 Dead 2. You know,
oh,
Puppy Smash
oh.
Random?
Oh, God.
Ganon has, like, anyone who, like, wants to buy Left 4 Dead 2 but hasn't for some weird reason, like Iffy and Inferno, if you want any good reason that isn't just about Left 4 Dead 2, it's to play with Ganon. He has the best mic spam library ever. Not just the funny stuff, but his soundtrack fucking rules. I'm just gonna promote Ganon right now for that very reason.
Oh yeah, he's got a really good taste in music.
I now want Left 4 Dead 2.
He and Rook.
This one, fellas. Have you seen this?
Huh?
Someone gift me Left 4 Dead 2.
This is the best.
To play with Rook and Ganon alone is so much fun.
I used to play him in Left 4 Dead 1 all the time, but then he moved on. He left me behind.
So yeah, I mean, I just feel like promoting that for a brief moment. But,
his mortgage rates were superb, but his penis was too short, so he ordered 6 million Viagra pills, and before he could take them, he was assessed by 5 million email addresses.
Is that the email spam, micro spam? Which is kind
of
weird.
Son of spam. Sam spam.
Yeah. Holy shit, that was a big tangent. I just realized what we were originally talking about. But. The other thing that's interesting is that this is actually I've seen today is
resume was selected as being highly qualified, but this is not spam. This is freedom from debt. Cut your mortgage.
Turn it down.
We're getting loops. Thank you.
Fine.
the other thing I noticed, it was funny, again, it was today, is that they removed the leveling system, so kids can't go, I'm level 50, derp a derp. And apparently, Jacob actually linked people to threads that kids are just getting really mad. Like, you thought hats made people mad? Oh no, apparently levels was serious shit.
Oh man. Yeah, those hats were serious, but those levels, oh man.
Yeah, that was what drove me away from Halo 3. Everyone complaining about my level 16 or whatever the fuck I was.
It made WoW players seem like reasonable with their levels, man. Like, goddamn.
Does it even make a difference at all?
That's the thing. Like, you just know that half the again, this is a post I made. Half the people who are, you know, wanking to their own levels are the same people who laugh at WoW players for their own level 80. You know, who's it does it.
Yeah.
So I mean, I just find that amusing that people, like, with the levels and perks and stats and things like that, somehow none of them seem to realize that it's almost exactly the same as the MMOs they make fun of.
Yeah. And
that's the point. So, it's fucking irony.
My brother's one of those people, actually. He's a huge Halo person, and when I had a WoW account, he just made fun of me for all the time. And then, you know, a couple minutes later, I'd go and get a glass of water, and he'd just be like, fuck, I'm down to level 47. Damn it. Like, get really mad about it. And I just thought that was funny. Every single time.
Halo 3. Bad games.
I think we actually moved on to Modern Warfare 2, but...
Games that would be good if they were on a PC and had dedicated servers.
Or just mods. I don't even care. But, yeah, so, I mean, that's the other thing. And then the last thing... This is such a shameful thing to make fun of, especially on the community that it's sourced on. But I just got such a kick out of it. Is that Khan posted two GIFs of the newest newest version of water that they're putting in their maps. Oh my god, it was like someone joked. I don't know if the original poster joked like that the water was disappointing, and then we just kept I was one of the people who just joked, yeah, the water sucks. It's like, god, this is going to affect gameplay. And then people took it seriously. Like I'm not going to, not just because I don't remember, but people like actually got into like two-page arguments about the water. It was disgusting. Not only was it dumb and it like had so many scientific inaccuracies, but it was a ruined joke. They actually killed the joke. It was so sad. It made Sonic the Hedgehog 4 doubters look like friggin' geniuses.
Oh so... boy, Bungie, you somehow made water that started flames.
That just sunk in.
Link me.
Go to the upcoming Halo Reach. and then go towards the end, and you'll find it.
Wait, there was
a couple pages back from the end.
Yeah, but it was so fun. It's like, it's obviously very disappointing. Even Teacup went in and was like, holy shit, you guys are retards. But I just thought it was so funny that that kind of shit just happens. Because you know it happened in more places than one. Not just about water, but any dumb topic like that. But, so, good God. It was, like, I do 20 posts per page, and it was literally 2.5 pages of just shit about water. About water. About water.
But the water, it looks so horrible. I mean, good, I mean, play. Horrible. I mean, oh, and gravity affects the reflections.
Oh, yeah, gravity affects... I'm sorry.
That's got to be a new title page for Modasty. Gravity affects reflections.
Yes, I'm sure that the water refractions are horribly affected.
You work on specular lighting. Isn't that true, Inferno? Specular lighting?
Sure.
Specular's not coming out the way I wanted to. I better change the physics.
Wait, hold on a second. Are we talking about refraction? Like when the light hits the water, it changes, it bends the light because of the change of material? Or are we talking about reflections?
We'll call it both.
So we're talking about refraction, not reflection. Because reflection, if gravity affects reflection, then
I think in the argument he was referring to both. So
okay, well
let me find.
I don't think so, because it has to do with the density.
Oh, I think material. Bod found it.
It's Warlord that starts it. Somehow I'm not surprised. Am I the only one?
Dear God.
It looks more like fog volume with the reflection of the water to me.
You know, the thing is, I'm probably supposed to cut that because it's about a particular member, but I just want to, I'm not going to put names in because you all know who you are, but everyone who argued about the water and took that seriously, good Lord, you ruined a perfectly good joke. God damn.
What page does it start on?
That's Bod. It starts on page 1000, I mean, not post 1023.
Oh, wow.
In case you have a different page system, just post 1023. Here, I'll link you to the post. You can then get to the thread from there.
Yeah. God, well,
but it was a flipping shame.
Everyone, remember, gravity affects density of materials and the caused refraction of light. Yeah. That's real science. You can look it up in a dictionary. Look it up in the dictionary. It's true. I'm not even joking.
That's right next to stupid.
Is all it right, right next to the word gullible? Because I heard that they took that out of the dictionary, eh?
All right, but before I get ourselves into any more trouble, let's move on to the last thing before I'm going to go away from Halo Reach entirely. Fuck it. The last thing we have in our What's Crappening section. Oh, God, we actually have sections. I forgot about that. Did anybody here play the Just Cause 2 demo? It's actually a lot of fun.
I didn't play it. I've been
isn't that Scarface or something?
Maybe.
Is it?
I guess you hasn't seen Scarface. But
I've heard of Just Cause 2 as something where you can jump out of a car midair, shoot a couple other cars, then get back in the car while still in the air.
Yeah, something like that. It's actually not only is it a sandbox game that's actually kind of fun, but even the demo itself is a really, really is a lol Hewig, you know, friggin' demo.
Is it Games for Windows Live? Is this game Games for Windows Live?
Not that I'm aware of.
Because
it's on Steam.
Okay, I was hoping it would be another game I can use my Halo 2 Vista serial key on.
It's a lot later. It's off the timeline. So
because I remember most Games for Windows Live come from Xbox games, and Just Cause 1 was an Xbox game.
Just Cause the demo is a lot of fun. Like I think I probably just spent like the 2 hours I played of it, probably 1 hour and 50 minutes was spent just using the parachute flying around and randomly shooting shit. And apparently you can even from what I've heard, you can even mod the demo. There's one I don't know if it was DLC, but someone actually put bubble guns into the game.
Nice.
So, he was literally going around, like, provoking guards and then shooting bubbles at them. And, like, the guards were just, like, sitting there with the guns, not firing, but just looking at them. It was the funniest thing. So I don't know if the mods are possible in the demo or if that was, like, a leak or something, but, it, like, if you have the system, which I actually had minimum specs, which it still runs really well, like, if you haven't tried the demo, go ahead and try it. Like, even if you're not really into the game itself, the sandbox is, you know, a good hour of time to kill just by fucking around flying about with your parachute and grappling hook. So, wow, we actually got through what's crappening, and it's, like, 128 on the raw data. But,
Well, there's the whole DHUI thing we could go over.
No.
I'll leave it with you guys. I want to wash my car.
That thread is kind of funny. We need to go over that.
the Delta Halo thread?
Yes, Delta Halo thread number 24.
I'm going to wait for that to develop.
it's developed already. It's pretty much over, I think, but because we got the file finally.
Oh, you got the file?
Yeah, Chris has it, and I've been talking to Chris a lot lately. He's active, so I can get it from him.
Which Chris are we talking about?
He's got the one that Talag posted, or Talag had in his map.
Krisk 123999.
Yeah, I know him.
Oh, Krisk.
He's going to be doing Halo. He's going to actually be doing Yoyorash V2.1 something. Because I'm too lazy to do it, and the scripts are all in place, so all he has to do is do model changes and minor script changes.
Oh, okay.
Why is there a 0.1?
Because apparently there are still people playing it. I don't know.
Then why would you make a 0.1? Obviously, people enjoy version 2.
Well, Yoyorash never... He doesn't understand the concept of being finished with a map. He wants to make changes to it. I mean,
well, in his defense, you released a pretty unfinished map.
The one we released?
Yes, that says beta on the bottom.
I didn't make that call. Trust me.
I think the final version is a joke. Don't you get it?
Yeah, totally. I totally meant to do that on purpose. It was an accident, but I mean that map was finished. It was playable and it was fun, but I forgot something. And I was sitting there on the release post thinking, you know, I know I forgot something, but I don't care enough to try and fix it.
It's a joke because Yo-Yo V2 is never going to be released.
Yeah, yep. I mean, he wants to change things and that's fine with me. I'm just not ready to work on another map for another 2 years.
Just like the Delta Halo UI will never be released.
Because everyone deleted it.
And Bridges to Evil never
be released. I fucking loved those first three posts. It was seriously, does anyone have it? I don't know, it has Cell. I formatted my hard drive. Shit. was actually like for the first, like even I posted just going, did we seriously just lose Delta Halo UI in one fell swoop?
You just posted a smiley.
Exactly. That's what it was. That's a TLDR version. This is considered this the annotation.
Let's just go ahead and do a reading of this because it's pretty funny.
let's find the thread. That's one thing I'd actually like to read.
Here you go.
Okay, I found it.
Yeah, it's just like I think about half. You'll have to. I think on page three or two. It was on page two. Chris finally posted an image of it. Like you think he has it? I hope he does.
Dramatic reading. I want to play Inferno.
So I'll be Timo and myself.
I'll be myself and who else is here? I'll be myself, Cell, Ganon, Noob, and Krisk.
Everyone else in Inferno, you be you.
Yeah, so I need the DHMP UI tag set, but I lost it. Someone give it back to me.
I'm Timo. I don't have any UI related files anymore. You'll need to get them off Celentic, assuming he still has them.
Oh, I'm relying on Celentic now? I'm fucked.
I'm Celentic. Reinstalled Windows while back. Don't have them anymore.
And here I am going, oh shit, this UI that's been in development for 3 years is gone.
Playing myself. I called it. I forget when, but I called that something like this was going to happen. Delta Halo UI will now live in infamy. And I'm
snaps,
sexy.
Yeah, right. Snaff, of course, comes in, says his usual, fuck you guys.
Ganon comes in and says, I have it! Selling it to the highest bidder, I guess!
That's Ganon's voice for real.
Timo, $5?
Nope. Modacity gets shit done.
And then lost. But, D-Wood... I request a copy of the Delta Halo UI tag set. If I do release a map with it, I promise it will be protected.
Yeah, like you'll actually get it, yeah. Especially after what you said in another thread, dude.
And let's see, Jelly says this wouldn't happen if Delta Halo was released, which it kind of was, wasn't it?
It was leaked.
High Guy then goes, doesn't Wave of Leg have it, considering he used it for high-resolution Halo, etc., which I don't think was ever released in the first place.
Yeah, and besides, there's no such thing as Wave of Lag anymore. Let's see, Bacon says he has one of the old UI builds, and couldn't you rip the shit from that, and Cell is lying, which obviously he is. Timo comes in, nah, it's gotta be from someone's UI folder or someone's multiplayer map. All the multiplayer tags aren't compiled into the main UI, whatever the hell that means. Oh, and hey, look, it's Polar. Let's see. All I have an unprotected build of the UI, all set to rip in case it's needed, but that's just the main menu map, which
and then
is
inner
kind
girl,
of all it is.
Yeah, then inner girl goes, I might have it, but can't be asked to look through the backups now.
Well, okay.
I'm running out of voices.
And then Krisk came in. He went, I think I have it. I can't remember where he got it. And, oh, look, it's a screen cap of the UI, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then J-Cap goes, I have it! What is a catch when working with them?
That's Mad not Cap. J-Cap. That's He's not cr- mad
yeah.
at all.
Yeah, I'm crying.
Oh, cry cap. It's J-Cry. J-Cry.
That's not J-Cap. J-Cap mad, not sad. Didn't you get the? It's M, not S. Mad, not.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Fuck it.
You want me to redo that?
Fine. Go ahead. Just for two takes.
I have it, but there's a catch when working with them.
That was glory. Anyway, moving on. Let's see. Timo says, "Yeah, that's it. Didn't give it out to any many people. I guess all you need to do now is ask around until you find someone that has it. Yay! And that's." Apparently what happened. Oh, look, it's Boba. Wave of Lag is dead, which is true. Sev Lag comes in. Well, someone get a mirror and turn off the lights? Oh, yeah. Like that avatar from 2 years ago.
Oh, by the way, I want to officially comment on this. Boba, I'm creeped out by your avatar.
I think it's funny as shit, dude. I think it's hilarious. Meatwad with your head. It's fucking random.
Yeah, also, refresh the page.
Oh, God. What did Inferno post? The thread... This thread is now property of Podcast. That makes no sense, but okay.
It's because we now own the thread.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, that was... That's how long it's been since we've done a dramatic reading. It wasn't quite as good as, the marriage thread, but maybe we'll have more voices to fill in the several people in. Instead of
I didn't
just
even
saying,
have a post because I totally didn't read the thread after I posted it.
Well, that's your fault. For that and for losing the Delta UI.
Hey, I didn't lose it.
You did.
It ran away.
It's called a backup.
I had backups, and it's I probably do have it somewhere, but I don't know its name.
You could have probably fit it on a floppy disk.
But it's the fact that I downloaded it from Timo, and then I put it somewhere, and that place I do not remember. And it's named something random,
So you lost it.
Way to lose
it,
man.
You don't know where it is.
But I have it. I probably have it somewhere, and I'm gonna go look for it now, and if I find it,
You have it, but you don't know where it is, a.k.a. you lost it.
And so on and so on. They do that for about 5 minutes, and I just realized this podcast is about an hour and a half already. So we're going to close it here. Sorry this episode is so long, it's just that we had a lot to yell and rant and yell about. We hope the content, while having so much of it, was actually worthwhile. Thanks for your patience. We will see you next episode. We'll update you on the Pokemon Stadium stream.